Thank you, Mr. President. Among 39 Jehovah's Witnesses imprisoned in Eritrea are four conscientious objectors who have been there for more than 10 years. Three of the imprisoned conscientious objectors in Singapore have been in prison since 2022. In Armenia, David Nazaretyan began a two-year sentence of imprisonment on the 20th of August this year. Israel imprisoned three 18-year-olds for the first time in August. Israeli practice means that they all face repeated sentences. In 2023, sentences of imprisonment were handed down to at least four conscientious objectors in Turkey. The number of imprisoned conscientious objectors in Belarus and the Russian Federation is unclear, as most are given no opportunity to declare their objection. But we know that many others have, after forced recruitment, found themselves in the front line, where forcibly recruited Ukrainian objector Andriy Vishnetsky is still serving on the other side. His case and that of Mikhailo Yavorsky are now before the European Court of Human Rights, but Dmytro Zelinsky is now in the second year of his three-year sentence. The good news is that the Constitutional Court has now agreed to hear an appeal by Zelinsky. We hope this leads to his speedy exoneration and release, and indeed call for the same in all these cases. Thank you.